Hello, people. Welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, CJ. Today we talk about football. Okay, people. Let me just start with this right now. I love Mourinho. I mean, if I had a choice right now between Mourinho and Ole Solskjaer, I'll probably get back Mourinho. Just because, not because of his tactic. You know, I don't get me wrong. I love his mindset. It's all about winning. And sometimes winning comes with a price. But right now, I don't know anybody out there who watched the game, the Tottenham game against Chelsea. Boy, I mean, if that's not parking the bus, I don't know what that is. That was parking the bus. We all know the whole expression about parking the bus because Mourinho, we know exactly how he set up his team to play football. Defensively, they get set to play football. But sometimes, this is, I was watching the game, that was not football to me. That was not football to me. And let me tell you something. I mean, they're sitting on top of the table right now. This is okay. All right? It's difficult. If I'm a player, especially, let's take an example. Harry Kane. I mean, I can't remember on that particular. I don't know if he touched the ball maybe twice or three times the first half. Second half, he was playing defense all the way through. At the end of the game, he was shattered. He was tired. Completely tired. Playing defender all the way through. Now, he's a striker. Remember, this is a striker right there. One of the jobs of a striker is to score a goal. Sometimes defensively, you have to go out there. You have to go back. You know, help your teammate. But at the end of the day, you get paid to score a goal. You get paid, you know, to have some opportunity and score a goal. That's the job as a coach, to give you that opportunity to score a goal for the team. That's his job. But right now, I mean, that game, the Chelsea game, Chelsea against Tottenham, that was just defense after defense after defense. I mean, Chelsea had so much opportunity. I'm looking at the shot right there. I mean, all total, the whole game, 5 total shots from Tottenham and 13 total shots from Chelsea. I tell you that Chelsea have so many opportunities. They just miss. I mean, so many clean ones. Especially the one from Olivier Giroud. Was so clear. I mean, him, you know, that was one. That was him against the goalkeeper. He just missed that. But just to come back about Jose Mourinho's style of play. I can see right now why there was an issue at Manchester United. I mean, We won the Europa League. We won that cup, obviously, with Mourinho. That guy is a winning machine. It's all about winning. And, you know, sometimes you have to take that. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Tottenham fan. All I'm saying is, if I'm a Tottenham fan and I watch that game, the Chelsea game against Tottenham, I'll be like, what on earth was that? But remember, Pochettino was there last time, and those guys, they were just playing football. They score goal. But the problem about that is, you know, they were leaking goal at the back as well. Mourinho doesn't like to concede goal. He just doesn't like that. Defensively, he is a defensive mindset coach. That's what it is. And he likes clean sheet. He loves clean sheet. He doesn't like to concede goal. That's okay. But I just don't know about that style of play. I just don't know. And again, this is good for one or two seasons. I don't know if that's going to be sustainable, obviously, for 3, 4, 5 seasons. You can't play. I mean, if I'm a striker right now, I'm taking example about Harry Kane. You know, if I'm a striker, I will go straight to his office in the morning and ask him, what the hell was that? What the hell are we playing right now? But it's difficult because you go and speak to Mourinho, he'll tell you, look, we're sitting on top of the table. You got to play for the team. And I get that. You have to play for the team. But at the same time, you know, as a striker, you know, your job is to score goals for your team. Okay, they've been scoring goals. Tottenham has been, because you've got Son, you've got Harry Kane. Right now, those guys, I mean, I think Son, you know, the Korean guy, have about 9 goals. I think Harry Kane have just about 7 goals. That's good. But defensively, right now, the way he is making those guys work, as you know, those defensive play, I don't know if that's something like, I don't know how it'd be sustainable, basically, for like, you know, towards the end of the season. I just don't know. I told you, Tottenham, definitely, we need to watch about Tottenham, because, you know, he's playing to win the title. He's playing right now to win the title. And let me tell you something. That type of play, I remember, I've seen that before. That's a Chelsea type of play. That's how Chelsea used to play before. Sit back and just hit them, hit on the counter-attack and see if they can score a goal. This is Mourinho. And I remember the reason why I'm talking about that today, because Mourinho, when he left Manchester United, or when he got sacked from Manchester United, he was sitting at the Sky Sports sofa and talking about football. And I remember one of the questions he was asked was, you know, since he left the game, you know, has he, did you evolve? You know, that was, I think that was one of the questions from the guy on Sky Sports. I can't remember exactly what game he was talking about. But he was asked, like, okay, now that you took that time off from football, does anything change about the way you're looking at the football? And he was like, yeah, you know, I took the time, now I understand what I need to do, you know, young the player now, change, you know, I have to make the change according to what we have in face. But I'm coming back now, I'm looking what Mourinho is doing. He hasn't changed. And you know what? I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm 40 years old now, I'm not 40, I'm 39 years old. I'm going to be 40 on the 7th of December. That's my birthday, by the way. But all I'm saying is, you know, when you get to that age, and I know Mourinho is much older than me, he's on his 50, I think, but when you get to that age, I mean, you don't want to change. You want to do what, you know, what you believe is best for you. You know what I mean? I don't want to change. I like to do my thing. I like my coffee the way I like the food. I like. I don't want to change. Just the habit that I have right now is just me. You know what I mean? I don't want somebody to tell me, oh, Richard, I don't want you. No. I like the way I am. I like the way, you know, I'm very irregular. You know, I like to get my coffee in the morning and then I get my lunch, you know. Yeah, exactly. More or less the same thing. At night, you know, same routine, and you don't want to change that routine. After a certain age, you're just happy with the routine that you have. And especially when you've been successful. Somebody like Mourinho has been successful playing like that. He won like that at Chelsea. He won like that playing as a manager at Madrid. He won like that, especially at the beginning of his career when he was at Porto. That's used to be the way, and that's not going to change. So today I'm not surprised when I see the play, when I see how they play. I mean, I'm looking at the percentage of play, 39% against 63% for Chelsea. What that tells me is they didn't want to touch the ball. They went out there not to play football. And that's okay. I mean, and I'm not going to knock the guy. I'm just saying this is not going to be sustainable. I just don't think so. Because, you know, Tottenham fan love, they like Arsenal fan. They love beautiful football. They love beautiful football. But right now, I think Mourinho can do that because, especially we're sitting on the pan, you know, we have the pandemic right now. There's no fan at the stadium. So, yeah, he can do whatever he wants. And to be honest, right now, this is giving them result. They're winning games. They're drawing games that they need to draw. Like the Chelsea game, you draw the game, still top of the table. Yes, happy man, you know, go back and play against Arsenal. I think that's the next game. And let's see. But all I'm saying is, if I'm a striker, if I'm Harry Kane, I will go back to that office and check him out a little bit. Like, come on, man, are we gonna play like that every time? Because I don't want to have that defensive shift every single weekend. I just don't want that. And Harry Kane, I mean, I saw Harry Kane and Son, they were shattered. I mean, they were completely tired. And think about that, they didn't touch the ball as much. I mean, you talk about 5 shots on goal, you know, for the whole game. We talk about 19 minutes here, people. Those are top player. I mean, with Pochettino, Harry Kane, at this stage, right now, it was just over 10 or 15 goals. I can't remember. But now he's sitting at 7 goals. This is not going to be a good season. I mean, it's going to be good for the whole team. But personal stat, that's not going to be good for the striker. And I tell you that, let me tell you something about that as well, when we talk about sport, especially today's sport. You know, I told you people, I watch basketball, I watch NFL, and you know, those sport is all about your statistic, your stat. Yeah, you have the team stat, but you also have your personal stat. And now I'm looking at Harry Kane as a striker. You know, next time your deal is on and you need to go back, sit on the table, Those are the things people are looking at. You know, teams are looking things like that. Like, oh, you know, can I go and get somebody like Cade? If in a season you score only 10 goals, nobody's coming for you. Nobody's coming for you because they believe that you're not scoring goals. And that's down to what? That's down to the way, that's down to the style of play that you're using at the moment. That's exactly based on the fact that Mourinho is asking you to do most defensive work apart from, you know, not doing the job that you're supposed to do. Because the money that you'll be looking for is the striker type of money. That, this is business we're talking about here. Forget about the team. This is a personal business here. At the end of your deal, and you're looking for more money, and not just from Tottenham, but you want teams to come over and ask for you so that you can sit with Tottenham and ask for more money. You need to show that you can score 10, 20, 25 goals a season. Because whatever Mourinho is doing right now, that's not what somebody else wants to do. And you know what? Let me just talk about one thing right here. It's funny because whatever Mourinho is doing right now, every time he plays like that, I was listening to Gary. I mean, you listen to Gary Neville. Gary Neville talk about Sky Sports, but I think he's talking nonsense now, people. And I think sometimes you need to, you know, people need to check. People need to check those guys. They're friends, you know, they have coffee together. He came out and has been saying basically that, you know, what Mourinho is doing is he's a masterclass tactician guy. He's a masterclass tactician guy. I tell you this, if a British manager play that style of football, people will go on TV and say that he played negative type of football. That's what people will be talking about. And I'm pretty sure Gary Neville will say exactly the same thing. But because it's Mourinho, because he's Portuguese, because he has the cachet, because he won title before, he's a masterful tactical manager. But guess what? Everybody can do that. Everybody or every single manager can actually employ that those type of tactic. I'm hoping to see, you know, low tier teams like the Aston Villa, the West Ham, the Newcastle to play like that. Team like Tottenham, Manchester United, Chelsea, Arsenal. I want them to play football. I want them to play expansive football. Not that type of football. That's not beautiful to see. That was boring. So when I see people like Gary Neville, who play for Manchester United, where we play and attack all the time. He played with Sir Alex Ferguson. It's all about attacking, making play, expanding football. To come out on TV and say that Mourinho right now, the tactician, is a tactician, is a masterclass, I think that's fraud. That's fraud. He's not telling us the truth right there. I think that's just friendship. That's just a friend talking about somebody, a friend job. And that's okay. That's okay. He doesn't want to piss off Mourinho. Those guys have phone number. They can talk after. Pretty sure if he says something funny like that, Mourinho will be on the phone with him. Like, come on, man. Don't say stuff like that about me. Yes, this is efficient. Whatever formation is using right now for Tottenham, that's very efficient, you know, because he's winning. That's okay. But this is not football. This is not football. We have to call it at the way it is. This is not football. This is parking the bus, waiting for an opportunity and score. And let me tell you something. I don't mind. Again, that's Mourinho's way of football. But this is not football. This is not football. I don't want people, I don't want manager thinking this is the way. No, this is not the way to play football. You have to expand your football. But because he was successful doing that with Porto, with Chelsea, with Madrid, and especially also with Manchester, he has the cachet to do that right now with Tottenham. But I tell you, again, once again, if a British manager take Tottenham and play that type of football, he will be out. He will lose his job. The first 3-4 months, people will be out talking crazy about that. The fact that he's not playing right football. He's not playing the right way to play. This is not the right way to play football. That's what people will be talking about. But because it's Mourinho, people say he's a tactician, you know, he's a masterclass. But people, this is not football. That was not beautiful. I don't care what people are saying. Gary Neville is talking nonsense. That's nonsense. To say that, especially him playing for C.I.S. Ferguson at Manchester United. This is horrible. This is horrible football. But it's very efficient because they're winning. And right now, it's difficult. I mean, Harry Kane or Song or any of those, you know, forward player, it's difficult to go to Mourinho's office right now and say, come on, coach, you know, make me play a little bit more, because he will show you the table and say, look where we're sitting. We're sitting on top of the table. You got to play for the team. That's okay. That's his style of football. But the problem is, he will not attract top player into at Tottenham. I know that for a fact, because player watch things like that. I don't think somebody like, I don't know, Ronaldo or Messi will be happy to go to Tottenham. You know, all those top players, especially those guys from Spain or, you know, Spain or Portuguese, or they love expansive football. They want to play football. They don't want to sit back or defend for 20, you know, 45, 75 minutes. They just don't want to do that. That's hard work. Some of those strikers get paid big bucks to score goals. That's what you get paid for. That's your job. That's your start. At the end of the game, I want to see how many shots you had, you know, against the goalkeeper. You know, how many assists, how many opportunities you put in front of them. Those are your start as a striker. As a forward, those are your start. Defensively, they have their own start. How many stop? How many shot block, you know, from goalkeeper and stuff like that? How many headed, you know, from goalkeeper? How many stop? How many tackle as a defender? Those are your start. That's how you make money. This is a business here. It's first of all a team business, but also it's personal business, because when they sit on the table and ask for more money, those are the stats they will put on the table and say, this is what I've done for the team this season. But as a striker, Harry Kane for this season, boy, he has a deal right now with Tottenham. But I don't know. That's not going to look good if somebody else is looking at him right now, be like, no, he's not scoring any goal for the whole season because of the style of play that Mourinho is using now at Tottenham. I'm just saying, that was not beautiful to see. That was not beautiful. The top of the table, congrats for that, top of the table. But boy, I think people need to stop saying that, you know, Jose Mourinho is a masterclass. What he's doing is good for him right now. For Tottenham, that's good for him, right? Yeah, that's good for them right now. But this is not football. This is not the football that we used to see, you know, from Tottenham team. But that's okay. Because if they can win the title playing like that, fair enough. I'll be coming out here and say congrats to Tottenham. But I just don't believe that's going to be sustainable for the whole season. I just don't believe that. I don't believe they're going to be able to play like that for the whole season. At some point, you don't have to come out and play football. And right now, Tottenham are not playing football. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Stay tuned on Slick Talk Show, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Good night.